What's up, everybody? This is Derek, Bariatric Badass Podcast.
No promos. You know who this is brought to you by. I got to thinking. Now, by a silent show of hand, or a blink of the eye, or a puffing of the chest because you're proud. If you had R&Y, sleeve, do not switch, mini bypass, whatever it is, liposuction. I had a friend that had liposuction and is in our group, Bariatric Food Porn and Recipe. That is weight loss surgery. If you had weight loss surgery, I want you to puff your chest out and be proud, right? Because it took a lot of gall. It took a lot of guts. It took a lot of everything you had inside of you to make that decision. Now, let me dwell deeper into this, all right? This ain't going to be very long. This is just to get you up, get your ass kicked, get you going in the morning, all right? Risk. We've all gone through it. Sit at your doctor's. Now, this is the risk that you're going to have to go through. I don't care. Give me this weight loss surgery so I can begin my new life. I don't care about the risk. I was a little concerned about the fallback I was going to get from friends and family. I was concerned about not being able to afford all these new clothes. I mean, I discovered so many things after I had my weight loss surgery. I didn't find the bariatric community until 2 or 3 years until I was in. All right, excuse me, 2 or 3 years till I was out of R&Y. Started at 405, got down to, about 175. Within probably almost my second year, I started regaining. And I was regaining like a monster. I was regaining like a monster because of my bad habits. If you go through and you binge, so I'm not going to go through and talk about my story. You can go through and look for the podcast here on Podbean or on Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, iHeartRadio, wherever. You can find my story. It's a pretty interesting story. But I'm now chilling. I'll be 49 tomorrow. I'll be 49 tomorrow. A proud, healthy 49 tomorrow. Take away the compression fracture in my back and the unknown what the hell is going in my head to make me collapse and go unconscious for some fucking reason. I don't know what it is. Getting tests gone. MRI is going to be, they're going to do an EEG, then an MRI. But that's neither here nor there. You know what? The people that have had R&Y around me, we're not the same. Okay, and this is how you need to think going forward. This is how you need to think when you look at yourself in the mirror. You stand 6 inches in front of your fucking mirror and you stare at your mirror. And this is a concept that I've had around for 2017. Easy. You stand 6 inches from your mirror and you stare into your mirror and you don't blink. You don't blink and you stare and you look deep inside your soul and you find who you are. You find what you are and you do it every day. Remember when my last podcast, I talked about the small things? The three simple rules I live by are the small things. Get up, take a shower. Get up, brush your teeth. Get up, do the mirror concept. Stand 6 inches in front of the mirror and look deep into your face. Look deep into your soul. Look deep into your eyes. Look deep into your skin. Find yourself. And do it every day until you cry. When you cry, that's where you have broken the crust. That's where the crust has been broken, where you are beginning to find yourself and you are beginning to break yourself down. Because you know what? You have this big wall around you right now. Big wall. You know, you hear about people, especially when you are in the dating scene, if you remember, people sometimes are hard to love because they put up walls around themselves, right? They've been through this, they've been through that, whatever. They put up walls, and rightfully so. I did the same with Charisse because I've been fucking cheated on by both my ex-wives. I put her through that shit. But that's the walls. That's the brick walls that she had to break down in order to find who I really am. You stare long enough in a mirror, it'll make you cry. It made me cry. I ain't got no shame. But I can tell you what. You are nothing like the person next to you who had the same surgery. You're not a copy. You may have had the same plumbing, right? You may have got the same plumbing done. But you're not the same person. Everybody's different. Everybody has different struggles. Everybody is inspired by different things. You're unique. And you need to remind yourself of this when you're looking in the mirror. And there's nothing more I can say about this other than try it. I promise you. Small things. It's so cliche too. It's really cliche actually to stand in front of the mirror, 6 inches away from the mirror. Talk to yourself without insulting yourself. I find a really hard time for me to love myself because of everything I've been through, because of the hell I put my family through, because of the hell I put my extended family through. There's nothing I can do to change it. I can own up to it. That's all I can do. That's what you need to do. Look, I love you guys very much, okay? Go follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBariatrica. That's one word. You can find me on TikTok, Bariatric Badass, one word. You can also find me on Instagram. Guess what? Bariatric Badass. I got the Bariatric Badass handle on lock right now, with the exception of X, the new Twitter. That's Barry, B-A-R-I, Badass. And of course, Facebook is The Bariatrica, because that's where we started. That's where the game started. Our groups are as follows. Of course, The Bariatric Badasses is the oldest group that we have. We started that 2018. No, we started that in 2017 because we started Bariatrica, the page, in 2017. Our other group is Bariatric Food Porn and Recipe. That is our other group. It's got like 28,000 people in it or something like that. There is side chats that I had no idea about that Charisse found that are going nuts, balls out. There's hundreds of people on them. So if you want to commute and connect with, if you want to connect with people in the Bariatric community, that is a great place to do it. That's where I've been talking up a storm while I've been out of work. Touching base and getting to know the people in the group. I love you guys very much. Look, take care of yourself. Take care of each other, as always. It's a beautiful Friday. Tomorrow will be 49. All right. I got some mirrors to look into, so love you. Peace.